faces this morning. Welcome to those online. Let's welcome God into this place. Let's just stand and welcome him into this place. Father, we worship you. Father, we worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we worship you. Thank you, God, that you are in this place. Thank you that your spirit is here. Thank you that your presence is here. We lay every care at your feet, Father God, and we come to worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the Almighty God. You are the Almighty God. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. We worship your name. You are good and you are always great. We praise you, God. We praise you, Lord. You reign in this place. You reign in our lives. You reign in our church. You reign in the church, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we worship your name. Father, we thank you, God. Thank you that you are mighty. Thank you that you are always great. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Say Touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none, Lord, like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none, Lord, like you. Father, there is none like you. You're God who knows all about us. You see us in our weakness, in our strengths. You know our frailty. There is nothing about us that you do not know. And yet your loving kindness reaches out to us. And you speak peace to our hearts. Father, how can we thank you for all that you do? There is not a place that we can search to find greater help. Our deliverance is in you. Our provisions are in you. Our peace is in you. It is in you that we find divine health and prosperity. Lord, we come just as we are. And we say, Lord, thank you, Jesus. There is none like you. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none, Lord, like you. I could search for all eternity long. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. Thank you, worship team. That was wonderful. Well, thank God for his faithfulness. You may be seated. Want to welcome our online audience. The God we serve is a faithful God. And we thank God that he will demonstrate his faithfulness in your life as he does in ours. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Amen. In March, we started making certain declarations as the Lord had given to us. And one of the things I shared with us at that time is, every time God gives you a word, and please take note of this, this is very important. Because if you don't understand this principle, you can get frustrated. When God gives you a word, the enemy will always resist that word. Because he wants to make certain that that word does not come to pass. It is your right in God to say what God says. That's what confession is. Amen? It's saying the same thing. And this morning, before we go any further, I want us to declare the declarations of the Lord. And as you say it, it goes forth and will continue to make room for you. Amen? I don't play football, but I know there are positions that play particular roles. Your running back, for example, is there to create room for you so that your offense can go through. The words that you and I speak is like that running back that breaks the defense of the enemy so that you can go, so that your quarterback can connect with you. Amen? Hallelujah. How many of you know our quarterback is the Lord Jesus Christ? And he knows how to put it in the pocket. Praise God. Hallelujah. He reads the field very well. Amen? And he's been reading the field very well for us. And he sent his word. And that word is healing and restoring us. Amen? So no matter what the enemy tries to do to resist that word, it won't work. Somebody shout hallelujah. So I'd like for the declarations, starting from when we started making these declarations in March, to play. And as they come up, I want you to shout it out, every word. Now, it may say March, it may say April, it may say May, it may say June, July, August, September, October. But you're saying it today. Amen? Hallelujah. And whatever it is that you said in March didn't end at the end of March. It continues. Praise the Lord. So we're going to declare the declaration of the Lord over our lives. Let's have the declarations. March, my month of victory, acceleration. April is my month of acceleration. rest, renewal, restoration, new beginnings. August, my month of rest, breakthrough, manifestations, fruitfulness, breakthrough, manifestations, fruitfulness. October is my month of enjoying the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Got ya. Amen. Well, you're going to love what God has to say about you and I for November. Amen. It is a wonderful word. Hallelujah. God has ordained increase, elevation, fruitfulness, breakthroughs, victory, overflow. All of these amazing words. And we receive everything Father has spoken. Somebody shout hallelujah. Do you receive it? Are you enjoying the goodness of the Lord? Amen. You've got to speak it. Even when the enemy is trying to contradict it, you keep on saying, I'm enjoying the goodness of the Lord. The word of God says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, because you see, the plan of the enemy is to get you out of the house of the Lord. Let me say that again. The one thing the enemy wants to do is make sure that you do not dwell in the house of the Lord. This house and this house. The enemy will bring all kinds of issues and all kinds of troubles. But the Lord delivered us from them all. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, this morning, I have a very special guest with us. During the last little while, I've been interviewing different individuals from different professions, talking about how God reveals himself in the positions that they play, whether they be pilots or captains of ships, businessmen, military people, people in the field of sports. And today I want to interview a wonderful man who's an officer, an RCMP officer. I want to interview him as it relates to partnership. And I'm going to ask him some very interesting questions. He doesn't know what I'm going to ask him. I don't even know what I'm going to ask him. But I'm going to ask him something. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us welcome this wonderful officer, an RCMP officer, Brother Danny Ogunbemi. Hello.
Good morning, George.
How do I address you?
Mister.
Mister. Mister RCMP.
Just call me
officer.
First name.
Your chief?
No. Well, corporal.
Corporal. Okay. Well, we are thankful for you and the gift that you are. Come closer. Don't stay too far away. When I started these interviews, we were dealing with the subject of partnership. And in addressing that, I wanted to see how partnership worked in different roles that people play in life. And as an RCMP officer, I know there are different departments and different things that people do. There are those who investigate and those who do forensics and all kinds of stuff. I want to ask you, what role does trust play in what you do?
Trust is extremely important in what I do. And to get in there, there's a lot of, I remember, 29 and a half years ago, when I signed a partnership, if you want to call it that, with the RCMP. Actually, you guys were there. You remember?
Yes.
You know, when in those days, we were sworn in, and right here in our head office, and showing that, okay, I'll be partnering with the RCMP, went to the training and everything. It doesn't just happen just like that. It goes through, we have to go through a lot of screening. And trust is one of them. And they test you in many other ways, you know, that you don't even know they are testing you about trust. So anyway, wow. It's a long process. So trust is very important, just to answer your question.
Wow. So they're checking you out, but you don't know that they're checking you out?
Yes, sometimes, yeah.
Well, amazing. Interesting. How does that play when talking about partnership? What is the role of forensics in dealing with situations that you have to deal with? How much trust do you have in terms of forensic?
Yeah, as I said, excuse me, we all, I'm talking about the regular members now, we have also civilian members, so different role they play. But regular members, once you join, you go to depot, everybody have to go there. All the people wearing red sash and everything, they went through the same thing. We all went through the same thing together. So if he says something or she's saying something, I can know where he or she is coming from because we have the same training. So when it comes to forensic, and we have over 150, RCMP is we're the only one that do what we do. We do everything here, like everything. So we have over 150 disciplines, different sections across the world. So everybody have their unique thing. So forensic, if I go on a call and I understand, I believe that this need a forensic unit to further investigate, I don't even have to think about it. I just trust them to do their job that they have to do. It's not only forensic, it could be the person guiding the scene, the person investigating it, the person supervising it. The trust has to be there. If not, we won't be able to do what we do.
You won't be able to accomplish your purpose ultimately.
Yes, we won't be, because we form a partnership to do it together. As I said, we have so many disciplines. One unit can't do it alone. I've moved different areas, and they try to position everybody different, transfer in different discipline. So I get to know the trust also follow regardless which disciplines you are posted to do.
Interesting. Well, this leads me to my final question before we get into other aspects of the service. What I do hear you saying is if there's no trust, you cannot accomplish your ultimate goal of accomplishing the right result in whether in bringing somebody to judgment, presenting a proper case. The lawyers are going to have to trust whatever it is that you're doing. The judge has to trust whatever it is that you're doing. You've got to trust your fellow partners that they are not cooking up details. Everything has to be based on trust, or else we have a false narrative at the end. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Because, yeah, everything goes all the way to the end. So the trust has to be there. Like as I said, you're a forensic, you do your thing, you pass your report to me. I trust about the report you gave me. Mm-hmm. And whoever is involved with that, let's say we have one investigation, it could involve 10 different disciplines. It depends on how big it is. So I have to trust all that. If I'm the lead investigator, I have to trust each report I get because I have to put them together. It's going to go to the court, right? And we have to make sure, because we form a partnership, we all look embarrassed. If I didn't take your trust and something went wrong, and I took everything, we all...
All together.
Yeah, it's going to be... And it's funny, that's how we were trained in Depo. So if you make a mistake, we have a troop of 30, and one make a mistake, yeah, we all make mistakes, right? But we can always say, hey, this is the mistake we made, not try to cover it up, right? Because if we do, we all look bad. And that's part of the training we have in Depo, actually. Because if a troop and I slept late and everybody have to help me to get up, we have to do it together. Because if one person's group mess up, we all mess up. So that follows us through on the field. I could be transferred to Nigeria tomorrow. We go all over the place, by the way. Every embassy in the world, we are there. And I could be transferred anywhere tomorrow. And I have to trust those people, even if I've never met them before, because we went through the same training. And they will work, even before I arrive, they can't wait for me to arrive. That's how strong it is. So, again, not to take everybody's time, it's very important that we all about if something fails.
Wow. I really appreciate that last point, because trust here boils down to unity, oneness. And we all win together and we all fail together.
Yes.
Thank you so very much. That is powerful. We all win together. We all fail together. Say it with me. We all win together. We all fail together.
We all fail together.
What are we going to do together?
We'll defeat.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so very much. Bless you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Hallelujah. Powerful, powerful, powerful. That principle works right here in the church. We all win together, we all fail together. That means we've got to trust each other to do the best together. Amen? Everybody taking their responsibility seriously, because we are partners together with each other and partners with God. Praise the Lord. Amen. What do we all do together again? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ask Mama to come and take us further in, and later on we'll come up with the word of the Lord. And today we have a special gift that we want to put in your hands. And so don't take off without getting your pack. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good day, everybody.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, Corporal David Ogunbemi, that's, if you know Sister Sibo, that's the brother-in-law. And if you know Gerald, that's the uncle. So praise the Lord. Well, we've been friends for forever, from school days to now. So we're all aging well together. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, we are a winning church. Amen. So let us pray for our children. Stretch your hands. And if you have a need this morning, you can join them and receive your miracle. Father, we thank you for all our wonderful, beautiful children, biological, spiritual partners, extended family, those in seed form in the womb from every decade of life, from 120 plus to zero. We lift everyone before you, Almighty God. We lift our teachers before you. Father, you reign over their lives. They are your property, Lord. Father, touch every one of them. Every battle they face, secretly heal, restore, and make them whole. Deliver them from all evil. Direct their path, O God. Be their light and be their salvation. Strengthen them, O God. Those that have problem learning, anoint their mind to be able to learn. Anoint their brains. Even those that are already getting older, that are forgetting, heal their mind, that they'll be activated to be sharp all the time. The living God is our God. We bless everyone in the name of Jesus. Those that are physically sick, we declare them, be healed, be restored, be made whole. Those that are lacking, we say, you are rich in the name of Jesus. Let the blessings of God touch all our lives. And may we have a reason to testify and say, God, truly, you are a good God. Amen. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, bless you, children. See you later. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. For your words that you speak, their spirit and life. We receive your spirit and your life. And we thank you for renewal, rejuvenation, refreshing, and revival. We bless your holy name. Be in every part of this service this morning. Be in our city, our nation. And be in our lives and our families. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Turn your Bible quickly to Psalm 61. There are 8 verses, so you have to catch up. Psalm 61. It's a psalm of David. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. How many of you want God to hear your cry and answer your prayer, so you not be in the back of the list, you want to be in front? I say amen. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Say amen. Nothing shall overwhelm you. But when you get overwhelmed and you are so down, God will lift you up. May God lift you and your family up. May he lift you from that trouble that you face, that looks like there is no way out, but God is the way. He's the way. Jesus says, I am the way. He's the way. Say, he's the way for me. He's the way for me. Yes, he's the way. The way is available. There is a way out. You are the answer, precious Jesus. Lead me to that rock that is higher than I. Who is that rock again? Jesus is a higher rock, the solid rock, that will cause your life and your family never to sink. You will never sink. You will rise always. In the name of Jesus, for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Say a big amen. Bible says the name of the Lord is what? A strong tower. The righteous run into it. We don't run away from God, we run to God. Amen? We run to him. When problems are there, we run to God. We don't go and hide. We don't hide under fig leaves. Amen? We run to the rock. We run to the tower. A strong tower. It's not a weak tower. He is our shelter. You've been my shelter. Can somebody say he is my shelter? He is my strong tower from every enemy. Amen. I say amen to that one. Verse 4, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. How long will you stay there? Forever. So listen to what you're praying this morning. I will abide. So it's a decision. Make the decision. I'm staying in this place under the tabernacle forever. Say amen. Say amen. So that means I get to sleep there. I get to eat there. I get to walk there. Even right now, while you are in church, you should know where you are. Where's your position? In him, the consciousness of that starts learning to live in that realm. Say amen. That's where troubles will never overwhelm you. I always make a statement, if I'm not in God, I would have cracked a long time ago. But thank God I am in God. Say, I will never crack. Yeah, you can crack eggs, but you can never crack you. You are in solid rock. You're never going to fall apart. You're going to remain strong. Somebody say, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Yes, the Bible says confession is made unto salvation. So as you are saying it, your salvation is yours. And who is salvation? Jesus. Say amen. I say amen to that one. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. That means I'll stay in the covering of his wings. That's like Psalm 91. Amen? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. I will say he is what? My rock. My fortress. Hallelujah. All that, you have read it in this one little verse. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He is a covert. You have. They talk about trust. That's what we're learning this morning from RCMP officer that spoke to us, right? Trust. You have to. They trust one another in their job. How much more trust should we have in God? Say amen. I never knew they are all over the world. Come to think of it, yes, there's embassies all over the world, so they're there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that means he's going to get you anyway. You know, some people commit crime, and they run to different countries and think, oh, I'm so safe there. They come there and get you too. So, but thank God, that's not only coming to get you, they also come to help you. Say amen. Now, if they are all over the world, think about that. What about your angels? Everywhere. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ready to help you also. Hallelujah. Now, there are angels that are also can get you too. Bible says, beware of the angel. Okay, beware. Beware means beware. He can cut you down. So one angel took how many thousands of people down? One stroke. May you not encounter that one. May you encounter the one that will help you. Say amen. So we will trust the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, verse 5. We're almost there. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, what a powerful verse. When you vow to the Lord, you make a promise to God, make sure you do it. Amen? because God has heard it. Okay, and God will give you a heritage of those that fear thy name. Who are those people that fear his name? Father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The fathers, they fear him so that the blessings of the fathers will now come upon us. Say, I receive the heritage of those that fear thy name. They are not the only one who fear God, but that's the foundation. So we receive. Say amen. Thou will prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. Say amen. Wow, that means the life and the blessing of a king will never leave your lineage. Somebody say amen. Where the kingdom of God is made of kings and priests. Say amen. So God said, I will preserve the king's life. He preserved King David's life, preserved the life of Jesus, and preserve your life and my life. Say amen. Not for one generation, many generations. So your generations will never be cut off. There are many generations that are cut off. Their lineage stopped. You cannot find them. You can't trace them anymore. They're gone. May your lineage continue. In the name of Jesus, he shall abide before God forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They will not become a useless generation. They will abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. Hallelujah. Where the Bible says, by truth and mercy is iniquity purged. So when that mercy and that truth is in your life, every iniquity, everything that we speak against your life and your family, they are completely blotted out. Say amen. Say amen. Say, oh, prepare mercy and truth for my life and for my family. Yes, preserve us, oh Lord. Verse 8. So I will sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. That is a good prayer to pray. May God help us to always honor our vows. Make a practice. Don't open your mouth and say, I will do this, I will do that. But when you have said it, make sure you honor it. Do whatever it takes to honor your vows. God demands it. God says, pay your vows. Pay your vows. Somebody say, pay your vows. Somebody say, I will pay my vows. You might, don't pretend you forgot. You know what? Nobody forgets a vow. It's there. We just ignore it. May you honor your vow. Don't make empty promises. Once you say it, honor it, because God will honor his part. Say amen. Are we children of the Most High God? We do exactly. God, we trust God, and God wants to trust us too. May he trust us. Say amen. Say amen. He said, and what do I do that I may what? So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. So as you worship God, as you praise him, as you give thanks, as you honor his name, you will be able to pay your vows. That means there's something that comes, there's a secret that comes out of praising him. The solution you need to solve your problem will come out. That's what he's telling us there. So praise the Lord. Some of us, I'll praise him. Don't wait till you just come to church and you hear our worship team or the one you hear from the music can or radio or television or internet. Learn to praise him with your own mouth. Learn to give thanks. Let it arise. You know, when you begin to do that, you find that even all through the night when you sleep, the song of the Lord is with you. How many of you have encountered that? Praise the Lord. He'll stay with you and yet you are rested. You'll still be able to sleep and rested. Praise the Lord. May God always remain in our heart. Say, I will daily perform my vows. Say amen. It's a good prayer. It's not a prayer for you to go hide. Say amen to it. and do it. Let us rise and let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your holy word. We've put in your word in our heart. You hold your word above your name. We receive this infallible, incorruptible seed of the word of God, and it's now growing in our hearts. It is doing what it needs to do. So we bless your holy name. Thank you for another wonderful day. You are truth and you are merciful. We receive you, Lord. We thank you for our lives and our families. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for our going out and our coming in. We thank you, God, that you've been with us. We thank you, Almighty God, that everyone that hears the sound of my voice, they are the children of the Most High God. They are making that decision that God is their God. And forever and ever, you will remain God in all of our lives. Father, we bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for the service today. And thank you, mighty God, for the nation of Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace, peace, peace. We speak your peace, O God. Remember your everlasting covenant you made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Fulfill your promise to your people. Your promises are yes and amen. We say yes and amen to it. Out of Abraham shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. We receive that blessing. In the name of Jesus, we receive that this morning for our nations, for the nation of Israel, for the nation of Canada, United States of America, Nigeria, and all the nations we are praying for, and all the first nations of the world. We lift them before you, Almighty God, that they belong to you, O God, that they will turn to you and call upon the name of the Lord. They know that Jesus saves, Jesus heals, Jesus delivers, and Jesus makes whole. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you, Almighty God, for this service this morning. Those who have come troubled, be the peace that they have. You are peace. Peace be still over every troubled waters, over every troubled mind. Father, we declare and decree that we will continue to magnify your holy name. We declare and decree that your name will be above all, and your name and your word will be what we treasure in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that our families are saved. We declare them saved. We declare them healed. We declare them restored and made whole. And Lord, those that are mourning, comfort them. Comfort them and bring peace to them. Comfort your people. Comfort those who lost their loved ones. Comfort, comfort, comfort your people, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, those who need a miracle, may they receive their miracle. It's never by might nor power, but by your Spirit. Spirit of the living God, intervene in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Almighty God, for testimonies that we will come back saying, look what God has done. In the name of Jesus. Those that are depressed, give them the spirit of joy, oil of gladness over their lives, that depression will roll away from their system. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, those who are seeking promotion for the longest time at their workplaces that could not receive it, give it to them. In the name of Jesus. Father, make a way where there is no way for your children. You are the way and you are the truth. Resurrection life flow into every one of us. Thank you for the service this morning. We open up our heart to receive your word. Let your word flow freely and let your word do what it needs to do. Bless our tithes, our offerings, and our communion time and our time with our families. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I already know I'm not going to be done with the word that the Lord has for me and for you this morning. So I prep myself to continue tonight, but if we get through it, praise the Lord. The word burning deep within my spirit for us today can be captioned, God delivers. Amen? God delivers. Hallelujah. God delivers. You see, the word deliver or delivery has two components to it. It has a component of taking something away, something escaping from harm, but also has a component of giving too. I mean, if you get it. So I can deliver something to you, and I can deliver you from something. So when we talk about God delivers, I want you to see it from both perspectives. A God doesn't only take you from something, but he brings something to you. Hallelujah. God delivers. Can somebody say God delivers? Amen. God delivers. In Psalm 34 and verse 19, I need my monitors. Thank you. The Word of God says, many are the afflictions. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. You think that the righteous should have no afflictions. But the Word of God says, yeah, many are the afflictions. Now, who wants afflictions? Who celebrates afflictions? Nobody. I want to come to God and not have any problems. But the Word of God says that when you are righteous, when you have right standing, that you have many problems. You have many afflictions, issues that you cannot imagine in your wildest dreams that you will ever experience. Many are the raw problems, troubles, bad of the righteous. Many evils come to the righteous. But that is not the end of the story. The Word of God says, but, somebody say, but. Oh, I love that. You know, many times when you say, but, it's downhill. But when God says, but, it's going up. Hallelujah. It says, but the Lord. Hallelujah. But the Lord. Someone say, but the Lord. Somebody say, but the Lord. Someone say, but the Lord. Hallelujah. But the Lord. But Yahweh delivereth him out of them all. Glory be to God. That's exciting news. It doesn't matter how many stones are thrown. It doesn't matter how many holes have been dug. It doesn't matter how many snares, how many issues have come into the life of the righteous. The Lord says, He, God, delivers them from them all delivers the righteous from them all. Hallelujah. How many of you know the word of God says God has given to us the gift of righteousness? That is the delivery. He delivered to you righteousness even before your trouble came. He's given you the supply of the answer before the trouble came. He causes all things to work together for my good. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. God, the Lord, Yahweh, delivered him, the righteous, out of them all. Out of all of the trouble. Out of all the bad. Out of all the confusion and the snares and the problems, God delivered him from them all. Praise the Lord. The enemy wants you to focus on the problem. But God says, don't focus on the problem. It came to pass. It did not come to stay. Hallelujah. Your capacity to break through in life is in your celebration of the goodness of the Lord. In Psalm 40, beginning to read from verse 13, actually, let me start from verse 12. It says, for innumerable evils have compassed me about. They've surrounded me. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me. The bad things, that patterns that I have followed through, they've had a hold on me. They've captured me so that I'm not able to look up. My iniquities have accused me. They've said, this is the end of you. And I was not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head. That will want you to shave all the hair off your head so you have less problems. No. They are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore, my heart faileth me. This is real life. This is real life. But yet God says, enjoy the goodness of the Lord. But he does not say to us that there are no issues, no problems. Innumerable, unnumbered evils have compassed me about. Everywhere I look, there is a problem. To such an extent that I was not able to lift up my head. My heart fails me. Oh, but I like verse 13. It says, be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. Hallelujah. Be pleased to deliver me. Lord, enjoy delivering me. Hallelujah. It's like the songwriter said, don't worry. Be happy. God, I've got issues. Oh, get excited and come set me free. Hallelujah. God, be happy. But the word of God says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So our deliverance is in our trust, as we talked about today. In our trust, in our faith, in the goodness of God. Oh Lord, make haste to help me. Speedify. Hallelujah. Make haste. Praise the Lord. Make haste. God, because I'm about to go under. If you don't come now, I'm done. Make haste to help me. I need help. Anybody here that needs help? When the enemy comes and harasses you, and you look at your bank account and your bank account says, we are empty. And your bill says, we are so great. What are you going to do? Praise God. Look up. Hallelujah. When the enemy says, you can't, lift up your eyes. From whence does your help come? My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. My help is not coming from that mountain. It's coming from the Lord. My help is not coming from that situation over there, that person over there. It's coming from the Lord. God, make haste and help me. Hallelujah. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. On Friday, last, during the prayer meeting, at the end, the Lord says, pray about the portal that the enemy wants to open tomorrow. And to put an end to that which wants to end you. Because there are sacrifices, and this was very specific, that the sacrifices that are earmarked to bring confusion and disaster to the people of God, that it won't work. Praise the Lord. Because the enemy had planned something to take root in the earth through this portal. I said, Lord, what kind of sacrifice is the enemy going to bring about? And I woke up to see the next day where the enemy went to operate. He went to operate in the city of Seoul. Seoul. What does it sound like? Seoul. That's where he went to operate. Cleaned out people, 150 plus people died celebrating Halloween. The enemy went to Seoul. Why did he pick Seoul? Because in Seoul, one of the biggest churches in the world, membership-wise, is in Seoul, Korea. The enemy went there to get sacrifice, blood sacrifice, because he wants to endanger our world. But he has failed, because before he did it, we've already prayed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. that sacrifice, that blood sacrifice, did not work, will not work. Praise the Lord. The devil is a bad devil. Seeks after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward. Somebody say, let them be driven backward. And put to shame that wish me evil. Praise the Lord. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame. Let them be what? Desolate. Shamem is the word. Let them be convicted. Praise the Lord. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, aha, aha. Because there are people who are saying, aha, 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 aha. He's going under. Aha. Your business is going under. Aha. Your church is going under. Aha. Your family is going under. Aha. Your marriage is going under. Oh, that is the last aha you're going to say. Praise the Lord. Because judgment shall come on that that wants to shamem. Let them be desolate for a reward. Their reward is the judgment that they experience. Praise the Lord. Astound them. Stupefy them. Overwhelm them, astonish them, cause them to be amazed, because they see what they did not expect, my deliverance. Somebody shout hallelujah. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Somebody shout hallelujah. When you're going through issues, just say, the Lord be magnified. Make haste, O God. Be magnified. Says, but I'm poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, oh my God. Don't tarry. Be quick about this. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, speedify. In Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 10, the Lord says, he says, don't get all scared. He says, behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 41:10, he says, fear thou not, for I am what? With thee. That's the power key. God is with me. So when God makes haste, it is smack. When God makes haste, he grabs me out. You know, Psalm 91 is a powerful psalm, because God uses different words to describe how he delivers. Sometimes he snatches you out. Sometimes he picks you up. He acts in different ways. But whatever, you must understand that he's with you. He's promised never to leave you nor forsake you. When friends, family, whoever leaves you and forsakes you, God remains with you. He goes with you through experiences of life. He says, I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I am thy God. And I'm going to strengthen you. Part of his deliverance is in his strengthening of you. In essence, he might allow you to be in the situation, but he will strengthen you to handle it. Praise the Lord. Actually, sometimes he uses the troubles that you go through to strengthen you. It's like taking the work of the potter, the clay that he's molded, putting it into the kiln so that it is heated up by fire and heat and becomes valuable. God allows you and I to go through situations to make us valuable, make us strong. Hallelujah. We do not look for trouble. Trouble finds us. But when it finds us, it makes us better. So as it said, get better, not bitter. Praise the Lord. When you're going through things, get better, not bitter. The plan of the enemy is to make you bitter. And when you become bitter, you'll be spat out. He says, I'm going to strengthen you, and I'm going to help you, and I'm going to uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, three things. I'm going to strengthen you. That's in the midst of your situation. I'm going to strengthen you there. Then I'm going to help you. That moves you out. And I'm going to uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. Is when you cannot do anything about it. And only he just holds you up. Praise God. But whichever way, the Lord delivered me from them all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hear that word again. In verse 12. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Paul makes this statement in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 8. He makes a seamless statement. He says, for we will not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia. That we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despised even of life. What kind of trouble is that? Now we're talking about Paul here. He says we had some serious problems in Asia that brought us to the place where we despised of life. We just wanted to die, just to get out of this mess. Have you ever been in a situation like that? But that's, if that's where it ended, then our goose is cooked. But the word of God goes on. He says in verse 9, he says, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, that we should not what? trust in ourselves. That we should not what? Trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead. So even if this brought me to the place of dying, I know God is a God who raises from the dead. In essence, I am not giving up. Hallelujah. The trouble is much, but I'm not what? Giving up. I'm not quitting. I'm not quitting my education. I'm not quitting my business. I'm not quitting my marriage. I'm not quitting believing for my children. I'm not quitting my church. I'm not quitting in anything. I stand knowing that there's a God who raises me up. Hallelujah. Verse 10 says, who delivered us. Someone say, who delivered us from so great a death. And doth what? Deliver. He delivered us and is still delivering. In whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. So he's delivering us, but we still have issues. He's still delivering us, but we still have issues. But he's going to get us right through. For the God who started this good work will what? Finish it. God doesn't start anything without finishing it. I don't know what trouble you are facing in your life. All I have to say to you today is this. There is a God who will not quit on you. If you don't quit on him, he will take you out of this mess and you will shout the shout of victory. Oh Lord, be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified, oh God. You're pressed. You're going through all kinds of things. Say, when it rains, it pours. You know, every which way you look, sometimes it's one after the other. One after the other. It's like the enemy is just giving you one uppercut after the other. Punching every which way he can. You can't even catch your breath. But God says, I'm here. Praise God. I'm here for you. I remember watching a boxing fight, Mike Tyson and somebody. And this guy is hitting at Mike Tyson, and he made an extraordinary move. He moved to the side and suckered the guy with a knockout. It was like the guy was hitting him, hitting him, hitting him, and they were psh, pow, flat. That's the kind of move. God is going to give you a supernatural move that will shock the enemy. Hallelujah. You're going to move out of the way and deliver. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. One punch. That's what it takes. Just one. Connecting. And it is story over. Praise the Lord. Father, say this with me. Father, end that which is trying to end me. Whatever it is that is trying to end me, let it end now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 The God we serve is a faithful God. The God we serve is on our side. And if God be for me, who can be against me? Somebody shout hallelujah. He says, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Praise God. Praise the Lord. In Psalm chapter 3, Psalm 3, beginning to read from verse 2. Psalm 3, beginning to read from verse 2. We read these words. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. This is a psalm of David when his own son, his own flesh and blood, seeking his death, wanted his seat. Had sweet-talked a whole host of people to support him. David was left with very little. And he cries out and says, many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Verse 1, it says, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, somebody say, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You're my glory and the lifter of mine head. When I've been faced with so much trouble and I can't lift up my head, you are the God who lifts up my head. You've been beaten down, accused, faulted, and you just down. And God says, come on, come on. Look up. Look up. Look up. God, when your problems are so many and you don't know what to do, he's there to lift up your head. Up your head. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You, the lifter of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. I laid me down and slept. That's what you do. This is not the sleep of depression. No, this is the sleep of trust. Knowing that I can do anything about it. I'm going to cast this burden unto the Lord, for he cares for me. Amen? Yeah. Troubles come. We're not excited about it. But we don't run away from it either. Because we know that we have a God who is on our side. He knew about the trouble before I got there. Praise the Lord. As a pastor of this church, so many times there are troubles that say, this is the end of you. You're not going to be able to do this. You're not going to be able to do that. It's easy to start crying and complaining. I'm blaming Then if this person did that and that person did that, if they only did this and if... But that's not where the help comes from. It comes from the Lord. And I've seen God clean up bills, situations. You know, most of you don't have a clue what it takes financially to have a service, this service right now. You say, well, we just came to church. You don't know how much thousands of dollars for a service. You don't. You don't know what the gas bill is. You have no clue. So every time that you come and you see the lights on and it's warm in here, you gotta say, oh, praise the Lord for His goodness, His mercy. If I look at the casual offering that sometimes people give, you know, they will give $2 in the offering. What does $2 do? But you cannot place your faith in that. You've got to trust God. Amen? You just got to trust God. And say, God, I don't know how this is going to happen, but I trust you. You know the answer. I'm not going to get all wrinkled and gray trying to run a church. This is His church. Amen? So what am I going to go do? That's exactly what I'm going to do. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to go lay myself down and go to sleep. Wake up in the morning. Hallelujah. For He awakens me. Praise God. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for Thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Somebody shout hallelujah. Notice the progression. Arise, O Lord, save me, O God, because Thou hast smitten. In other words, God, save me, because I know You've already done it. You've already smitten them. You've already broken their teeth off of their mouth. You've shut them up. Therefore, be magnified. I don't know what you go through in your home. The challenges that you go through. But what I do know for a fact is that you are not alone in this battle. Amen? Psalm 28 and verse 7. Psalm 28 and verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him. I trust Him. And I am helped. Watch this. My heart trusted in Him and I am helped. In other words, if I don't trust in Him, I don't get the help. You want the help of the Lord? Trust Him. You don't trust Him? He cannot help you. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I what? Praise Him. With my what? With my what? Sissy Winer's song? My song. My song. Hallelujah. My song. I'm going to praise Him. Make up your own song. Word of God, sing a new song. Say a new thing. Stop restating the problem. Begin to declare the goodness of the Lord. This has come to reveal the awesomeness of God in my life. If I did not have a vehicle that was empty, if I did not have a wallet that was empty, I wouldn't have known that God can fill my gas tank up invisibly, and I can drive 1 hour in, 1 hour out for a whole week on an empty gas tank. I wouldn't have known. But I know that now, because I experienced it. Hallelujah. I experienced it. When I was going through that trouble and there was no money, it is easy to start complaining and griping and saying, oh, poor me, blah, 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 blah. But God had something else on His mind. Listen, I am God. And you don't need Petro Canada or Domo or Shell or whatever, Co-op, whatever place, Esso, whichever place you go to fill your car. I don't need that to transport you from here to there. And I'm not just going to do it for one day, not just for 2 days, not just for 3 days, not just for 4 days. I'm going to do it all of the week. And at the end, I'm going to surprise you with some money. And that's exactly what He did. At the end of the week, there comes into my hands $500 that I did not know was coming. And it came from somebody that I knew didn't have $500. They were broke. We actually met them maybe 2 months ago. 2 months ago, we met this gentleman, and he says, man of God, the prophetic words that you spoke into my life and my family, every single one of them have come to pass. Amen. I'm doing well. Amen. He's a man whose mind was all messed up. The enemy was harassing him, troubling him in his mind. God delivered him. Hallelujah. With the spoken word, his mind cleaned up. Like that, pow. The agenda of the devil was ended. Hallelujah. And he picked up. God is faithful. I say, God is faithful. I say, God is faithful. I say, the Lord God Almighty is faithful. Psalm 28 and 7 again. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise Him. Amen? Have a song unto the Lord. The Lord is my strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. He's the saving strength of what? His anointed. God, you've anointed me, you've marked me, and Lord, you are my saving strength. So no matter where the problem is coming from, I'm going to come out of this mess. Somebody shout hallelujah. In Psalm 32, verse 7. Thou art my what? Hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. And thou shalt compass me about with what? Songs of deliverance. Problems compass me about. But God says, I'm going to compass you about with songs of deliverance. I'm going to compass you about with my favor. So the enemy is doing his thing, but God is doing his thing. Amen? Hallelujah. Look at what God is doing. God is for me, and I will not fail. I'll win. Do you receive that? Verse 8 says, I will instruct thee and teach thee. The deliverance doesn't just happen. It happens because of the songs, the words that are coming out of your mouth, the songs that you're singing. And then God says, I will teach thee and I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt what? Go. I will guide thee with mine eye. The deliverance is in you being willing to receive instruction. God says, I'm going to instruct you. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to say, come. Stop. Move. Go left. Go straight. And with every movement, you are escaping the agenda of the enemy. It's weaving you through. So when you are in a crisis situation, there are things you need to do. Begin to sing the songs of deliverance. Sing songs of worship and adoration. Remind yourself of the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, well, Pastor, I don't have a good voice to sing. Well, make a holy noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. If God doesn't like the sound of your voice, your singing, let him fine-tune it. Praise the Lord. But as long as you've got what you've got, you're going to croak it through. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. You sing in K and F and G and D and J, whatever else. Go off all keys. You sing augmented, minor, major, and it's just weaving it. Hallelujah. Anybody wants to get annoyed? Let them get annoyed. Sing so badly, the devil takes off. This song, I better get out of here because I don't like that kind of singing. He said, I will guide thee with mine eye. I'm not going to say anything, but with my eyes, I'm going to guide you. So watch me. Praise the Lord. You are my hiding place. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs, songs of deliverance. What time I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs, songs of deliverance. What time I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust, Lord, in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. He's your hiding place. Sing instead of mourning. Sing. That's the last thing the enemy thinks you're going to do. Shock him. Dance. Celebrate the goodness of God. The word of God says that God will keep his anointed. Praise the Lord. So as you dance before the Lord, as you sing to him, when your hands rest on your head, it will not be the hands of, oh, poor me. It will be the hands of, I'm anointed. I'm anointed. The favor of God is upon my life. Somebody shout hallelujah. You will experience your breakthrough. And there's nothing the devil is going to do to stop you. You are an overcomer. For greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight we're going to have an anointing service. I want you to be back here tonight for that anointing service. I didn't know we were going to have one until the Lord said it to me just a moment ago. Tonight is an anointing service. So I look forward to seeing you tonight for the anointing service. Amen. God will touch you and he will grant deliverance. He doesn't only take you from something. He brings something to you. Hallelujah. God delivers. Somebody say it with me. God delivers. Say it one more time. God delivers. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Heavenly Father, thank you for the glorious workings of grace. We thank you for your deliverance. And thank you for the supernatural provision that you have already released onto our lives. We walk in that fullness, delivered from all evil, from all harm. Thank you, Lord, O God, that we're not quitters. We are winners. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is Missions Sunday. And when we talk about missions, we're talking about touching lives. Not just in the preaching of the word, but in practical acts of giving to impact lives. Bringing to people what they need. Sometimes it's not just go be blessed. Sometimes it is be blessed, but this is a starter for you. Amen? We've been in nations where we've gone to preach the word of God, and we've bought animals for folks to raise a farm. We've bought bicycles. We've bought all kinds of stuff just to minister to people to help them get to where they need to get. Missions is, you know, salvation is free. There's no doubt about that. But preaching the gospel has never been free. It's always cost something. And for months now, we've been asking for us to give towards missions. And when I say give towards missions, I'm not saying take from your regular tithe and offerings. No, I'm saying do beyond that. So this morning, I want us to honor God with our tithes, with our offerings, our vows, and also to give towards missions. I like the mission video shown at this point. As it has been shown, please start coming to give. What God has laid on your heart.
You never sat anything that you don't finish. You have started.
I think that was Tanzania, somewhere we're doing a conference, and just happened to throw an outside meeting together for that particular time. And but thank God for that. Anyhow, this March, we will be in Pakistan live. Hallelujah. And the hunger is high. It's going to cost quite a bit to go. And the cause primarily for us, and this is the amazing thing about it, most ministries go and they have meetings like this and they filled the whole cost. And that's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. But God has been gracious to us. All that is going to cost us is our transportation there and transporting as many people as we can to the grounds. Amen? And so we're going to have to rent quite a few buses to assist the ministry on ground. And when I say Pakistan, this is a nation where they want you to take off every single thing. India is the same thing. You take off every single thing. You feed the people that are coming. You have to. But thank God that we have been graced with favor to have those on ground helping to carry the cost, because they've seen what God is doing through your ministry. Amen. What the Lord God Almighty is doing. So I want us to begin to invest towards it and give as much as you can, and we'll use that to accomplish that assignment. Now, that's just one, but we have so many opportunities. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and he was saying to me, we need you in Ivory Coast. You have to come to Ivory Coast. And somebody else wants us to come to India, and somebody else wants us to come to Ghana. And it does cost. So, but when I look at you today, I don't look at you as source. I don't want you to carry any burdens, but I want you to come in partnership and say, you know what? I'm partnering. God will use all that I am investing for the purposes of the kingdom, and he's going to multiply the seed. So, amen? For me and for the ministry. So let us do so at this very moment. Have we done? Have you come? You've done? Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to close in prayer, but I don't want you to leave. There's something we're going to place in your hands. And at this time, we're going to share communion together. Mama, come please. When we finish sharing communion, I just want you to form a line, come up, and we're going to place something in your hand today. This is the body of the Lord. It's the body that established and made certain that we experience deliverance. Jesus, our Lord, is a perfect example of deliverance. The one who takes us out of something also brings something to us. He came to destroy the works of the devil. As you take off this body and you eat, may every work of the devil be destroyed off of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, take and eat.
The cup of blessing. We heard the Lord this morning says he's our deliverer. He delivers us from all evil and he delivers his help to us. and his blessing. So take of the cup of blessing.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The blessings of God abide. And we flourish, we blossom, for we are rooted and grounded in its love.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Awesome. Well, do form a line. Just form a quick line.